Great day, good day, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Thank you for joining me again. And we're here for an hour of PRQ, Project Review with Q. And I'll try and get some work done today. So I appreciate it, everyone's participation, new subscribers, and advancing project holders. It is just a complete honor and privilege to get to speak to you again. And I will be taking calls as you are inspired in your time, in your space, in your day. While we observe the calls coming in, I'm just going to start with a couple items here. Several people, taskers, I'm calling them, were given a couple suggested resources to test out and look at and observe over last several weeks. And what we're able to do is see what works and what doesn't work. And it's a luxury to see the attention on us. If I can get you as bait, just kidding. But the computers are it's a really nice electronic war here. So I assume all of you understand. Yeah, we try to do something a little ahead of time, a little ahead of schedule, so that we can get things going until maybe some bigger changes show up here. Let's see, PRQ team. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and give the taskers, if volunteer, anyone that wants to help task there, I'm going to go ahead and add into that population list in other countries now, and then we'll see which ones people prefer and so forth, and then see if we can get some things happen. Please keep your subscriptions going. Make sure you got a phone number and so forth. Thank you so much for your faith in me. While we let the phone lines get populated here, maybe I'm mistaken, maybe they are rolling already. Oh, looks like they are rolling. I think I'll start. Looks like I don't have to even advertise the phone numbers anymore. Thank you for calling in, everybody. It's beautiful. So I'll start now. Thank you, BBS Radio, for doing this over and over again with me. You're brilliant. And all of us listening must see the brilliance of BBS and helping us communicate in large volumes. And that's why we're doing the shows. I'll take the first call. We might as well start and get her going here. And it's Robin from MI. Are we going to be picked up by aliens? Robin, are you on the call or are you off the call?
Yes, I am. I am here. Hello. Good day.
Great day to you. So your question is, are we going to be picked up by aliens? You have an opinion there's aliens, huh?
No, actually, there's a little confusion amongst some people. And I personally know that we are creating heaven here on Earth, but I did recently read an article by Max Spears. None of us are getting out of here alive, so please stop treating yourself as an afterthought. You're not. Okay, so apparently some people think that we're going to be picked up and taken out of here while the chaos goes on, but I know in my heart that we are here and we are creating heaven on earth. And I don't feel that we're going anywhere.
Beautiful, beautiful. I would, it's really your choice now, isn't it? That's what you're saying, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yep. You can go the high road or the low road, no doubt about it. Yeah. When I first started years ago with, I guess it was Max Steele, not Max Spears, we always wanted to do our, where do you start is where we always erred on. This such a large volume of material opposing the propagandas all over the place. And the one item that should be really obvious regarding this topic is, if you look at the Egyptian times and you see the power generators that are still there, and the portal technology had, I'll call it portal, I'm not comfortable with the word, but easy, good enough. So I could take my body, mummify it, or take it with me and jump to another region in space and time and another planet. And notice that procreation, you know, a lot of the hieroglyphics or murals you'll see there don't have a lot of imagery about procreation. It's more about afterlife. Well, what they're talking about is your ability to take your consciousness in and out of different bodies. So that, of course, resulted in massive wars because they were using these stargates and bringing back some really bad guys. And that's why you have a desert in Egypt now, because they had real bad guys starting fights with other beings on our planet. And that's why you have deserts in Australia and Egypt and many other places. Anyway, notice that procreation changes when we look at some of the Indian countries. It was viewed and appreciated in that ascension cycle that we would want to standardize a type of human mammalian. And then that's what created the heaven on earth, is more stability within races. So when you have all these different races coming in, that creates more duality, wouldn't you say?
Exactly.
Right. And so your heart center gets stronger and stronger the more generations you get in the same bloodline. So you have it right for me. Maybe we might need a couple more tries here, but I would say the Egyptian ascension cycle was probably 6 or 8 ascension cycles ago. I argue all the time with someone about this. And then the legacy Indian culture is probably 4 ascension cycles ago. So it's proof that we can keep each generation of ascension cycles. It's really up to us to fall, be duped again, or are we going to make heaven on earth? Thank you for the call. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
You also. Thank you.
All right. Let's do an easy one. We're going to do, how do I get 90 blind? How do I get my 90-year-old blind mother to get heart-centered? Susan from NJ. Susan is not on the call. Susan is muted or not on the call. Okay, moving on. Well, I'll address the question. The best I can do with this topic, I've taken it on many times. How do I wake up my neighbor, etc. Is teach. I've always started with many of the mind control people who have the monkey mind, maybe is one way you would describe it, running around circles in their head, is to get them to stop thinking. And so I know you hear me say the same thing over and over again, but you just have to start somewhere, and then you can step up into more capabilities and more potential observation of why someone can and cannot stop thinking. So the emotions that we appreciate, if we would proactively use them instead of reactively, is what I'm doing my best to teach people to do. Because it's not normal to have reactive emotions in a way that creates an abduction point and mind patterning where the narcissism is just instant and automatic. And so anyway, my suggestion is out loud, teach her to have trust in the fact that she can talk to her, to source consciousness, her consciousness, by commanding her spirit to take the thoughts from her head and put them in her heart. And if she does that 3 times out loud, I guarantee you, if she does it maybe once a day, something's going to change. I hope that helps. All right. my dear friends from Australia, thank you for calling in. What's the situation in Australia? Key, are you there? Is it me or the phone's not working today? I have a caller from Australia on line 3. What's the situation in Australia? Maybe I'm going too fast.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Ah, I can hear you now. Thank you. This is a good commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I eat you?
My love to you. Thank you for helping us out last couple weeks.
Yeah. I have two sets of questions, and conscious so many people want to talk to you, so you can pick and choose which one you want to answer. The first one is, what was the issue with Australia's genetic engineering? Then the second one is the one I was asking, what's the situation in Australia in the past and currently? Because you mentioned, or you warned us last few weeks. So, yeah. You can pick a question to answer.
Yeah, so the first thing, and it's not to put fear into anyone, it's just getting so much visibility to you guys doing all the calls week in, week out. I get the luxury, so I can track one of the tools you get when you don't have your DNA restrictions is I can track artificial intelligence. So that's one of the reasons The Matrix makes fun of us, because you can actually do that when you can actually see where a phone call comes from, where an email comes from, things like that. And so when you start going all the way down the rabbit hole, and this is how I was used in some of these programs, when you go down the rabbit hole, you're going to see who is really pulling the triggers behind the scenes. For the most part, socially, gross overstatement, but for the most part, the goal is very well underway to turn the book 1984. That would be the best summary of Australia. And Mr. Orr will run it. I'll give you an example. I met someone several weeks ago who called me and said they got a ticket sitting at a stop sign because their car back seat was reclined too far. That ticket cost $1,500 just sitting at a red light. Wow. And it was viewed that the back seat, and that was in Brisbane, Australia. Look how one state does not observe daylight savings time and the other state does, but they're on the same longitude. Things like that. So you're getting real closer. Now I'll show you how they did the genetics to enhance it. When you vaccinate a large volume of people and then get the mapping right to degenerate the volume of light coming through you and stimulate the DNA to suppress you, and that's why there was so many clones in 2012. Is it's really just to stop us from growing through our heart center if we don't know any better. So the type of, again, a gross overstatement, but the type of people that were designed to be populated in Australia, it's presumed they're all criminals. There's actually a genetic engineering goal there. So that's why there's only 25 million people in Australia. And I argue there's even less than that, but they basically shipped the group that did it. I'm sure you guys can figure that out. The group that shipped them to Australia was created for fake vaccines. It's very easy to do. Thank you for your question. I'll be back with you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Love you. Okay.
Love you too.
All right, let's keep rolling here. Kevin from Florida on line four, the Noach. I'm not even going to try it. I'll just bludgeon this thing. Changes during the ascension. If you could alliterate that for me, please. Thank you, Kevin, for calling in. Kevin, anyone? Bueller? No, Kevin. Or maybe Kevin's muted. Maybe Kevin's get a cup of coffee. All right, based in Florida, that's the wrong accent. All right, I'll keep going here until I get another caller, or maybe the phone lines are playing games with us today. So I'll move on to another topic here. One of the reasons I want to talk about the Egyptian times is because you're almost exactly the opposite of the way we lived then. So Tutankhamun, as an example, he's a young man as a king. Well, that's an example of a light being representing the people. And it was a very, very strong civilization because you understood how consciousness works. You knew you could take your spirit out of your body and be another human. You knew how ascension worked. And you knew what it was like to go to other civilizations. So as you can imagine, if you have a way to go to other civilizations through your Stargate or portal, whatever word you like there, you realize that you don't necessarily have to procreate in a system that you didn't prefer, because when you went to another planetary system, it was something you preferred. And for me, that's how a lot of the genetic engineering has undermined us, because now you're duplicating what a lot of the folks in the Galactic Federation would appreciate. They like shortcuts like that. Some of the groups there. The other groups understand that the long road, the long way is the fast way. So anyway, when you go to the other civilization, you realize, okay, so Tutankhamun's gone. A lot of what happened there that you can prove, if you can read the ancient literature, is you can prove that people were leaving, and then the folks over here shut down the Stargates. So you left your family here, you left your friends, because it worked so good for so long. And then they turned the power generators off, and there was enough manipulation potential from bad guys, from the dark guys, who've partnered with the legacy Egyptian, we'll say, elders pretending to represent us. Well, over time, those individuals grew and grew and grew, and pretty soon Egypt falls apart and then the wars and so forth. But what was exciting yet is people had free power up till then. They had a monetary system that actually worked, but the reason it worked so well is because we shared the resources so well. The bartering system didn't get rigid until the end, and the families start changing names. Osh is outstanding at this topic, and she knows all the players, and so does the rest of the PRQ team. And so we appreciated unbelievable farming systems, irrigation systems, and just social relationships where we nourished each other on a far more regular basis. And we had all the technology in the universe. So you would never need to have a cell phone, as an example, because you had more of your consciousness in you, or you're utilizing more of it, I should say. And so you didn't have these great prophets and rule makers until the end there, because you could use your heart and realize that a book was written by another person. So where did that ideas and suggestions to come from? If you could teach yourself how to go get the information for any subject matter right at a drop of a hat and observe it and examine it and then utilize it or throw it away. And so that's a Cliff Notes version of what it was like then and there. And so if you don't have any need for technology and you observe, what would your day be like each and every day? All right, and so that's what I'm going for with PRQ, with Project View with Q, is if we could just settle ourselves down and get comfortable, I feel that will really help all these projects mature in a more organic, peaceful way as we examine these things maybe a little more authentically as I do these shows. Now, so you got lots of technology taken away from you in that ascension cycle at the end, is what I'm doing my best to get to here. And now you can actually see we're exactly the opposite. We're trying to get our technology back, and that's right in the middle of our chest. It's right there when you feel that emotions, that safe, peaceful place when you take the thoughts out of your head. And now people are going to possibly trick you with technologies outside of yourself. That potential is there. Everybody's excited about a machine that's going to anti-age you, things like that. Is there potential for some of those machines to be capable of helping us? There are. Will it be sustainable? No, they will. It will not be. You're the strongest thing in the universe. That's why you're able to be here. So what I'm doing my best to keep talking about is the opportunity, as you heard the first caller, to do this is right now. And it's really exciting to see how much thirst we have. And inevitably, we will get there. You don't have a choice in this. But it's my great, great joy to help and support and be there as much as I can. I'm going to need one chat from you, BBS Radio. I'll need the phone numbers real quick here, just in case somebody wants to call in. And I did not hear from Kevin from Florida. If you still got him sitting around, I'll listen to him. But maybe we'll throw if you throw me the phone number again, I'll shout it out here. Anyway,
my name's Rob from Toronto.
Hey, Rob, thanks for calling us today. It's my privilege and honor to get to chat with you. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'm happy I got through. Thanks for taking my call. Last time I had to try 125 times before it went through. So, have a question regarding.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's literally. I'm not even joking. It was 125 times, but
it's. You can see why we're kind of playing around with things to do better here. So I'm sorry that it works this way, but it's flattery at this point now, isn't it?
Indeed, it is, and I would suggest to some people. I was trying the toll free from Canada, the 888, and that just it won't even go through. And I tried the direct line, and it got the same message, and then finally it rang and went through on the direct line. So I don't know, maybe try that one before the toll free one if people want to.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that.
So,
what do you want to play with today?
Yeah. I was wondering about implants and barcodes. I've been listening to a lot of Ron Amatron, and I know he had a lot of insights, and I was just kind of seeing like how things have changed, if at all, in that regard since, you know, he's been gone for a while now and you've taken over. And do those things keep coming back, or once they're removed, are they kind of gone forever? I know you said you had a physical implant. The people who... Maybe these are too many questions, but people who weren't in the Super Soldier program, would they potentially have physical implants as well?
Yeah, stay on the line if you don't mind. I want to ask a couple of questions. First of all, if you're listening to Ron Amatron, I probably will never disagree with any of his material. I may have different words and a different perspective, but for the most part, I'll agree with most of the things you said there, but I'd be careful. It looks like you understand the difference between barcodes from the genetic barcodes, and then the difference between a implant that was put in your body. And then step three, what if I could put an implant in you that marries with your barcode? Pretty interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you're in real trouble. I know. So I'll talk about the barcodes first, and then I'll break down the implants if you don't mind. If you're interested.
Oh, I'm totally interested. I would love it. Thank you so much.
Okay. So the barcodes, there's several reasons for barcoding this version of humans. So when we're at the gen. This genetic engineering system, for the most part, was a barcoding system where I could have an IP address just like your computer. So I could call it, and I can talk to you. I can install disease in you. I can make you taller, shorter, and I can also abduct you third party. And so. Are all barcodes used for that purpose? No. So that's just a sample of what barcodes were designed for. But ultimately, it was so we wouldn't escape the trap of this body. So you can manage a human's consciousness easier if you have a barcode, is what I'm getting at. Well,
okay.
What the military programs realize is if I can implant you with an outcome I want, as you've probably realized, now I got something. So if you look at the implants I and some people have, when we're doing hyperspace travel, my implants were basically so they got me back and could program the mission they wanted me to go on. So as an example, that they'd throw us forward and backward in time to participate in a war and change the outcome. And so that was predominantly what we were for. Whereas many of the women from the Space Forces I've helped with their implants, they'd be governed so they wouldn't, they're the best drivers of vessels. And so you don't want them to get too out of control, but you also want to steal how are they doing it. So women always did very well in the space programs. So you want to somehow learn how they're doing what you want to get bad guys to do. So at Area 51, the only person I could teach was Billy to fly one of our vessels, because Billy would use more heart center and or understood how to do it. And it took a little time, but that's an example why you'd have an implant in, is because now Billy can take off and you ain't getting the vessel back. Because once you realize what's going on here, you're not coming back in most cases. You don't necessarily want to leave here, but you don't necessarily want to leave here. You just realize there's more to life than that. So that's it in a nutshell. Does that help a little bit? Ask another question if you like.
No, that's wonderful in that regard. And I had another question. I was listening to a Max Steele episode last week, and he talked about being able to communicate with a vessel that he found. And I was wondering if that was something that was inherent to him or only a few specific people, or like, is it something that has been hidden from all of us? I guess, do we all have a vessel kind of or a craft waiting for us that's kind of calling to us?
Yeah, so they're all organic, and it depends on your role. I can show you all the bad ships here. I talk to them all the time, and so if you can find flat bottom clouds, most cases that's going to be a vessel there. And so when you go and call them, when you just work with them for that first couple seconds, they don't know that you're good or bad, and then they usually cloak the communications. So it's quite a little fun game, because they also know that we can destroy them very quickly. So they try and stay neutral. So the bad guy ships that are here, and there is a lot of them, they will make a silhouette of themselves. So there's two technologies you might notice. And many people are probably getting to the point where you can see them, but they'll make how you can take an iPhone and flip the camera around just by pushing a button. So they have a cloaking device that makes it look like what's on the other side of your peripheral of the vision that would be opposing the ship. So if you had blue sky behind the ship, the front of the ship would look like blue sky. Catch my drift?
So you can actually
see the outline of them once you get. So there's a song by Queensryche, "I Can Only See in Infrared." Well, that's also why the Vatican has telescopes, and others have telescopes in infrared. Well, that's what I'm able to do, as well as you, is you can see the silhouette of the vessel. And some of the positive chemtrails, if there is such a thing, there's not, but that's how they're getting the tracers, as you've probably heard me say. But Max has his own vessel, and I do too, and it's not fantastic. And I can tell you right where it's at. And you have to have an organic vessel to do multidimensional travel. You can't do it with nuts and bolts. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, totally. And is there time for one more question? Because you kind of just sparked something as you were saying.
Yeah, I think we might have phones rolling. So let's do one more just to make sure.
Oh, okay. You mentioned something about whatever it was triggered this, but my dad was an amateur astronomer. And and he was really into it. And I just wondered, you know, after listening to your shows and Ron Amatron's, if being courted to, you know, planets and stuff that he was looking at, if that kind of took him out, because I noticed at a point in his life when he gave it up and he went like downhill really quick. So I was just wondering, this was before I knew all this stuff. And now it's like, I'm looking back in hindsight and I'm like, oh my God, maybe, you know, he was being controlled or, you know, whatever you would call it by these things he was observing in the sky. And he didn't really know it was even happening to him.
Yeah. That's a pretty common question in this work here. So there's several folks I would hang out with that got too smart on the Egyptian topics and started publishing it and they disappear. That would be a good model with your dad there is, once you can see the fabric of the dimensional reality, well, other people can see that you can see that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're kind of once you realize how this thing works here and you're really getting into, most of the astronomers I know that have the aha moment is they start measuring, the wobble and that's why, not a space agency and the rest of the gangs are claiming that the planets you're seeing out there or stars are wobbling. Well, that's because they're actually ships in many cases. And so when they phase up and phase out, they'll do their best to even make a signature card so that they can phase in, phase out, and you won't see when they come and go. So it's a bunch of tricks there. But it looks to me like he caught two ships one night that were right next to each other, and the next night he caught them a whole lot farther apart from each other and or changing their orientation. So if you are if you're really into astronomy and you make patterns for yourself, you'll find all sorts of wild stuff and you'll realize that I think my horoscope's lying to me.
No doubt.
Hey, thanks so much for the calls
all the
and Terry. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, and just lots of love to everything you're doing from all of us up here in Canada, and I appreciate you taking my call today and answering the questions and just all the stuff you do.
My love to you. You have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thanks a lot. Take care, man.
All right. You too. All right. Let's see if we can find Ivan from Europe. Ivan, I don't have a question for you, but Ivan, what you got? How can I help you today?
Greetings, Kia. Greetings to you.
Great, great day. Great, great day to you.
A wonderful day to you, too. So my question is, are we getting a new financial systems anytime soon? Because a lot of people around the world are struggling and with this, basically, financial oppression. I know I've asked this question before, and I know it's difficult to answer, but if we can get some clarification about that.
Yeah. So again, if you do look at BRICS, you look at countries going to gold-backed securities. There is a great, great attempt to get the world on asset-backed securities. And if you start looking at who's propping up the old systems, you can see that it's real important that we all go at the same time. And if you don't go all at the same time, you're not gonna be able to trade with your neighbors. And so you should be able to see now, if you really see that some of these people still want central banks, some people don't. Some people want holding houses, some people don't. But either way, you're going to an asset-backed security. Otherwise, you're just going to keep playing fiat games. And so is cryptocurrency money? It's just the same thing we've been using, isn't it? It's the same thing we've been using. We have ones and zeros in a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who are the laggards? But you can see a lot of guys have already switched over. And so the answer is yes.
Yes, because there is a lot of resistance in the Western world, in Europe, and with the corrupt governments, and people are basically, most of the regular people are unaware about this. And simply, they don't want to fight. I have tried to organize many people to resist, to change, but not much avail because they are sleepers.
This is a lack of organizational alignment. That's why the UN is absolutely serves no purpose in this topic. Otherwise, they would just get us aligned. Yeah. That's why you have so many countries, so you can't get organized, and that's why I do this show every week. At least we'll get somewhere. We're going to get somewhere. But you can see the goal is for much confusion, lots of politics, and he said, she said, that and this and that. And then, by the way, send me a couple emails. So see, watch the BRICS folks, see how those countries have done it, why they've done it, and then make a list. You can actually see the ones who aren't trying to participate or they think their way is better. So that's my suggestion for everybody to start studying.
Yes, because on multiple occasions I have tried reconciliations, as you suggested, and fair trade with different people in different countries, but it is simply not working yet. People are not ready for this. I mean, the regular folk.
The education, I suggest.
How is this going to work? Yes.
Yeah. Again, if we would start learning what reconciliation means, and what I, not literally, but how we apply it in our lives, and really start checking how we do business. As an example, what would be the most corrupt industry that we accept as normal business? And that's how we purchase real estate. It's banking. A disaster. Yeah, it's just a disaster. We actually think we own something. Once those days are over, we're gonna have a lot of fun, is my opinion. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. One more quick question. How do we remove DNA blockages?
Again, it's there's restrictions.
DNA blockages?
I don't necessarily call them blockages. I just call them a filter. And it's really just to keep working with your spirit in your decision-making process. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. As you do that once a week, once a day, out loud, now put it into play how you feel when you get into peace energy, each and every choice you make. Thank you for the call. Okay, Ivan Sharon from TX. Sharon from TX. Do you have a question, Sharon?
Oh, hi, Q. Can you hear me all right?
Beautiful, beautiful.
I have tried for 6 weeks to call in, and I just took the advice of the other caller and just blew up my phone. I think I tried 30, 40 times, and it finally went through. So, yay, I'm so excited. I do have a question for you, but, you know, I had an aha moment two nights ago. One of my favorite things to do is hop in a sports car and just roll down the windows, and I throw in Josh Groban, and I just drive. I've got a bit of Juan Favon in me. I just love to drive. And this song was going on, and I was like, oh, it just has to be you. I mean, the words, don't give up. It's just the weight of the world. When your heart is heavy, I will lift it for you. Don't give up because you want to be heard. If silence keeps you, I will break it for you. I mean, and that song just goes on and on. And I just, it has to be you. I don't know if you can say, but it just warms my soul, warms my heart.
It's us, isn't it? You can feel the familiarity, correct?
Oh, yes. It's just, well, and don't give up. It's just the hurt that you hide. When you're lost inside, I'll be there to find you. Don't give up because you want to burn bright. If darkness blinds you, I will shine to guide you. Thank you. Thank you for all you're
Thank
doing
you.
For us. I mean, it just brings me to tears. I actually do have a question. It was probably from 3 weeks ago or three times ago on BBS on being inspired with Q as we're creating our projects, you know, and it's so exciting just to create them and to kind of take the next step on each one. You said a comment, you were talking about twin flames and with the mermaid and the pattern that you set. And if I heard you correctly, I thought I heard you say, we are co-creating in a twin flame model with you.
That's correct.
Can you, I mean, that just sounds so exciting. It feels so, I mean, it's different from how I was. Yeah.
Can you explain? it's tricky. That's why, thank you. It's a beautiful call. I'm glad I have one listener because that's really important. It's a really important topic to prove that we're of one consciousness and then delivering individuality as we, our creative force segregates and spreads out. So this universe is far more yours than hers and mine, because you're the ones who really participated for so much duration, maybe we'd say, so much vastness. And then we come and participate with you is what I'm always doing my best to explain. So we're the greenhorns, and you guys are the experts in most cases. But never losing the understanding that you're from source just like we are. There's no difference between us. You're just faster. You're out here. Mm. You've made more, and we're participating with you. Not to say we don't have the same abilities. It's just kind of our roles aren't. That's why I crack up when everybody's telling me they have soul contracts. I want to help them with it immediately because our creative force doesn't have deliberation as what I'm doing my best to explain. But anyway, when we make a pattern, if we looked at the way our pattern comes out of source is what I'm doing my best to explain, because we would be, you would consider us the first twins that segregate and segregate and segregate is maybe one other way you could look at it. Does that make sense?
Yes. So when I'm dreaming of a project of what I would love to do, are you also in that, you're in that dream?
Right. So you can't get away from we can't get away from each other. Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
You can go somewhere. You can go play over there, but there'll always be a portion of light in you if you're not a. So the reason I try and explain aliens are really not to say a race, not to say that they're from another place. Aliens are beings that cannot do multidimensional creativity like you can. So they may only have the ability to do 25-30% of what we can do at times. And that's why they use technology so much. And that's why they copy us so much. The dark knows the light. We don't know them. So that's mm-hmm. they understand how to do the twin flame cheating way, but it's never, ever going to be like the way you can do it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's a long story, very long story, but it just always works. It's what makes us so powerful. And anyway, that's the short version. I look forward to talking about that in the future.
Yes, thank you so much. And I just want to encourage you and, I mean, everyone, it is all working. We are healing ourselves. We're changing the weather. I'm changing the birthing schedule of my goats. I mean, and the synchronicity with children. Just to give something away, just a burst of energy to give something away to find out that the child asked God for it the night before because his mom wouldn't give it to him. And so I give him a yellow kayak and he wanted a canoe. I mean, it's just hilarious. The things that are just showing up and that are happening, it's all working.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call and my great love to you. Thank you for your determination to talk to me. I love feeling your energy. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Q.
Good day. All right. Let's see if we can finally get back to Susan from NY. Susan, did you make it back?
I'm here, Q. Can you hear me?
I can,
hello?
Susan. Thank you so much. Thank you for being so magnificent.
Thank you for letting me be persistent.
How can I help you?
So my mom is blind and 90 years old, and mm-hmm. I'm always working with her to be in Heart Center. And mm-hmm. a lot of times, more times out of not, she is out of Heart Center and is very depressed and doesn't understand what to do and when's everything going to be fixed, which is, yeah. It does affect me. And then it knocks me out of Heart Center, and I can't wait to get away from her. And I don't yeah. want to do that to her.
I know.
So I try it's to mom. Stay and encourage.
It's mom, isn't it? Oh. Can't ditch it, mom.
It's mom.
Yeah,
no, I can't. I can't. And one of my projects I had success with this week, and I received the first bike that we're going to take the blind and low vision seniors at the park for bike rides. So I called her to let her know it came 5 weeks early, and she rained on my parade, so to speak.
Yeah, so, great question. Well, first, just shake her violently and say, wake up. That doesn't work, does it? Doesn't work.
No, she's too little.
Yeah, okay. See, so I really like, over the years, just done, each person's unique in the way the older people are older people here. They have a nice pattern recognition system, don't they? Because they've been doing it longer, haven't they?
Right.
So that the thinking man was engineered. So the memory bank has a pattern system that's wants to work out the puzzle and thinks it knows how to do it. So if I, and obviously, you know how to command your spirit, take the thoughts out of you, put in your heart. You can do it for her too. And with her a little bit more, I can tell that you have a little more horsepower than the average person. So you can actually ask her permission and help her do it. But when okay. the one thing that comes really clean for me is, as you've heard me say, if you can get her to write on one side of the page the future and what she wants and prefers in life, and on the left side of the page write what she doesn't want in her life, and then in the okay. middle of the page, in what I call the T, neutral, prove to her that somebody is telling you to think about the past and what's going to happen, and somebody is thinking what we dream and want in the future. So who's who, and where does okay. how do you associate? And then what you can do with that is you can take the emotions that come with. So as an example, I don't like being blind. Okay, what kind of emotion does she have when she does not prefer that? And then on the other one, what kind of emotion does she have when she says, "I can't wait to play with the puppy dogs," whatever it is. And now you can actually map the delta between peace energy and the emotions coming and touching through their head. And then, so if you make, okay. If you can find a pattern there and she's willing to work with mm-hmm. you, you know, maybe do 9-10 of those, you'll see how fast she is adopting thought or not. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
And so then you can determine if it needs to slow down. Or is it a psychological perception of how she processes information? What I'm doing my best to explain is she processing information the way she's pattern recognized, or is she adopting pattern recognition in a different way? So that's the best I can do there.
Right, and I just wanted to add. So a couple months ago, she could see her hand. She only has one eye, and she's completely blind in it. But she swore she could see her hand. Now she
does. That's really good. That's really good news. That's really good news. So right. I
but
can tell
on
you
the,
both.
On the yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But on the other end, she has for a while now. She sees many different people in her room. If she's in the dining room of the facility she's at, she's never seen these people. There's children. There's a lot of children that she sees. But the problem is, and she's blind, she sees them clear as could be, and it's scaring her because she doesn't know where she is now in her room. She doesn't know even know where the floor is or her bed or the bathroom. So a couple weeks ago, you had a woman had something similar, and you had her do the command to destroy anything within my space that is, I have it written down for her, and she started doing that, and it worked. But it, they did come back again. I haven't asked
I'll tell
her
you what,
because I don't want to bring it up.
I'll tell you, I'll put it on the next show. I have to get off the call now, but I love you very much, and I'll put that in the body of information the next show. Thank you for calling in, everybody.
Thank you
so much. And PRQ team, I'll be back at it this Monday. And I love you all. Ronnie, I'll be with you too. Asha, my great love to you, my great love to you, my great love to you, and all the listeners. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.